The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The iguanas on the Galapagos Islands enjoy a pleasant life with few predators and ample marine algae to feast on. I don't think people even eat them, which is unusual. But every few years, El Niño, the tropical Pacific weather pattern, disrupts their bliss, warming the ocean's waters and causing the algae to die. Iguanas sometimes go without food for up to several months. While some iguanas starve, others seem to make it until new algae grow. And this survivability may be connected to the iguana's ability to control stress levels. In a stress-inducing situation like that caused by El Niño, iguanas release a hormone called corticosterone. In the short term, this helps the iguanas tap into their protein reserves. And for example, when an iguana faces an attack by a predatory hawk, the hormone provokes a response to move faster. But researchers have found in a survey of 98 iguanas that in the long term, iguanas that cannot turn off their stress hormone expend too much energy too quickly, which can be fatal. Similar stress hormones called cortisol exist in humans. During a stressful situation, this hormone triggers what's commonly referred to as the fight or flight response.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.